Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, this is a question that somebody wrote in with. When I'm first learning to trade, should I stick to learning just one system or should I try multiple systems?
Great question. I think it's better to just focus in on one, but you can. So if you think of it as your systems are in different stages. So for example, I have an idea of a trading system that I'm just starting to look into this week, right? So that's like the, you know, it's like when your child's first born. And then what you have to do is you have to, like, you know, teach it to walk and everything. So what I would do if I was just starting out and this is my first profitable system, I'd wait until I had it at the live trading stage. So I'd back test in Forex Tester, forward test in a demo account, forward test in a small money account, and then move it to a larger account that I'm, you know, more of a, you know, an amount of money that I'm looking to risk. And then once I get it to that stage, then I would start the next strategy, you know, demo, if I've already back tested it, then demo trading and that sort of thing. So I think once you get it to live money, it's cool to go back and start testing a new one and start growing it, so to speak. But the other thing to keep in mind here is that sometimes you get really excited, and I don't know about you, Hugh, but you might get really excited about a strategy and you just want to go live so badly with it.
Oh, yeah.
So one thing you can do is just build in like a cooling off period. So what that might mean is you have a rule that's like, okay, whenever I have this new strategy, even if it back tests and looks great in Forex Tester, I have to wait 3 months before I go live with it even on a small money account. So that will force you to test more, to run it through demo, which is live forward test, or it's forward testing. It's, you know, it's not the same as trading a real small money account, but at least you kind of pump the brakes a bit because you can get really gung ho and probably risk too much on a new strategy just because it's new and exciting. So I would say wait until your first strategy is at the live money stage and then, you know, start ramping up the second one and so forth. And in the end, the goal might be to have, you know, 20 different strategies that you're trading at the same time. And they're all kind of vetted. They all have their own accounts. They're all ready to go. And that's how I would do it.
Oh, I see. Cool. Would you say that when people get started trading, when they try to do too much at once, is that one of the biggest downfalls that you see?
Yeah, probably because of two reasons. One is a lot of traders aren't aware of the drawdowns that a system is going to have. And so when it gets into a severe drawdown, they turn it off or they change the system. And the other reason is sometimes it's hard to keep track. And if you don't have some sort of semi-automation, even if it's just having your exits automated, then you fall victim to hindsight bias because you say, oh, I missed that one. See, I knew I should have blah, blah, blah. I need to quit my job so I don't miss these trades or whatever, you know, things like that come up. So So I think you're right. I think that is a big thing, but it's probably, in my view, more due to the fact that many traders aren't aware of the drawdown that a system is going to go through. And the other thing is that it's hard to keep track. So even like, if you even talk to like automated system traders, you'll hear them say the same thing, which is they still do a lot of work. Like people think if you just have an EA running, you just kick back and, you know, sip on daiquiris or margaritas or whatever, but it's not true. Like they have a lot of different type of work where they're kind of just babysitting these and making sure that everything's going well. And so, yeah, so that's what it gets, you know, that's when you're running a lot of strategies, it kind of gets to the point where you have to do that. You're doing some babysitting, you know, you have to have checklists, you have to have a routine, checking the charts at the same time every day. All that stuff has to come into it. So, yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks, Walter.
Thank you.